control. In turf grass management, when controlling weeds, we typically rely heavily on herbicides. But due to increasing environmental concerns, a number of herbicides have received various bans and restrictions. For example, the herbicide clopyrrolid has been publicly banned and privately restricted. In places like Denmark, they are no longer applying herbicides to municipal areas. In response to this, researchers in turf grass management have been exploring organic alternatives. For example, corn gluten meal has been shown to be an effective plant-derived weed control method. Which brings us to a project that was conducted at Michigan State University using mulching as a leaf litter disposal method. In this research, it was determined that mulching leaves into grass did not cause or degrade turf grass quality or health. It was also observed that plots mulched with maple leaves had less dandelions in comparison to plots mulched with oak leaves and control plots. In this research, leaves were collected from the campus of Michigan State University. On Michigan State campus, we use an integrated pest management system, which includes the application of herbicides. Therefore, some further exploration was required, because these results could have been possibly due to herbicide residues on the mulched leaves. And also, the leaves in this research were separated by genus and not species. Which brings us to the objectives of my research, which were to quantify the effectiveness of maple leaf mulch as an organic broadleaf weed control method. Secondly, is this a species-specific effect? Can we find a maple species that will provide a better weed control than other maple species? Also, determine a particle size for the best weed control. Simply, if we mulch the leaves down to a finer particle size, will they release possible weed inhibitory compounds at a faster rate? And finally, determine an application rate for the best dandelion control. This research was conducted at the Hancock Turfgrass Research Center on native Michigan soil with established Kentucky bluegrass. This Kentucky bluegrass was seeded in 1992 and therefore had a number of broadleaf and turfgrass weeds that had invaded it, producing conditions very similar to a home lawn. Research plots were 2.8 meters squared. Site preparation in October included the application of TriMet Classic broadleaf herbicide to wipe out the existing broadleaf weed populations. This was then followed by an application of common dandelion seed. Leaves were collected for this research from the W.K. Kellogg Forest, from a variety of maple species and a red oak pesticide-free tree plantations. Leaf applications were made in November and then incorporated into the turf grass canopy using a rotary mulching mower. In terms of leaf applications, first applications were made to site 1 in 2003 and to site 2 in 2004. A second consecutive mulch application was then made to site 1 in 2004 and to site 2 in 2005. These two sites were both at the Hancock Turfgrass Research Center, right next to each other, so they had very similar soils and environmental conditions. Due to time constraints today, however, we'll only be discussing results observed after first and second consecutive applications to site one only. Experimental design for this research was a 5x2x2+1 factorial randomized complete block design with 3 replications. Factors included tree leaf species, which were red maple, red oak, silver maple, sugar maple, and sugar maple high sugar content. These high sugar content leaves are from a plantation of trees which were bred for maple syrup production. We also looked at particle sizes, which were 2.5 to 6.4 centimeters squared, the result of the collection process, and 1.3 centimeters squared, the result of grinding with a McKissick Mighty Mac mulcher. Also evaluated was application rates, the first one being 0.5 kilograms per meter squared, this being very similar to the rate that would naturally fall underneath the tree, and 1.5 kilograms per meter squared. Also included was a comparison treatment which received no mulch applications. These research plots received low fertilization and a low mowing height. This was done to generate turf grass stress and increase the potential for weed establishment in the research plots. Data collected included Kentucky bluegrass spring greenup on a 1-9 scale, with 1 being brown, 9 being completely green, and 6 or greater being considered acceptable. Also evaluated was surface temperature, soil moisture content, Kentucky bluegrass clipping yields, and dandelion plant counts per 2.8 meter square plots. Due to time today, however, we'll only be talking about Kentucky bluegrass spring greenup results and dandelion plant count results. Results observed after first applications in site 1. First, we're going to talk about Kentucky bluegrass spring greenup differences. I'd like to take a minute here and explain this table. On the left here, we have the factors, which are leaf species, particle size, and application rate. In instances, In instances when no differences were observed, individual treatments are not listed, and an NS is used to denote no significant differences. In instances when a difference is observed, individual treatments are listed, and a lowercase letter is used to denote significant differences. All research was evaluated at a 0.05 level of probability. So Kentucky bluegrass spring greenup results observed after single mulch applications, no differences in leaf species or particle size, but differences were observed in application rate. The important part here, the control had the lowest Kentucky bluegrass spring greenup, while the high application rate had the highest Kentucky bluegrass spring greenup. Here we see a picture taken April 28, 2005, illustrating some of these differences. On the left here, we see a control plot, and on the right, we see a plot treated with mulch at the high application rate. The assumption for this result are that these plots that are greener are receiving nutrients from the mulched leaves. Now let's take a look at some of our dandelion plant count differences. So dandelion plant count differences observed after single mulch applications. We saw differences in leaf species and application rate. Important things to note are all leaf species provided less dandelions per plot in comparison to the control treatment. In terms of application rate, throughout this year, the control had the highest number of dandelions per plot, while the high application rate had the lowest number of dandelions per plot. Now let's take a look at our results observed after a second consecutive mulch application to the same site. I'd like to remind you guys that at this point, we're going on 2 years with no herbicides applied to this research plot. Differences in spring greenup, Kentucky bluegrass spring greenup observed after 2 consecutive mulch applications. Differences were seen in leaf species and application rate. And again, important parts here, the control had the lowest Kentucky bluegrass spring greenup. All mulch application species had a higher Kentucky bluegrass spring greenup. In terms of application rate, the control had the lowest Kentucky bluegrass spring greenup, while the high application rate had the highest Kentucky bluegrass spring greenup. Dandelion counts observed after 2 consecutive mulch applications. Again, important things here observed were the control had the highest number of dandelions per research plot in comparison to the various leaf species, and in terms of application rate, the control also had the highest number of dandelions per plot, while the high application rate had the lowest number of dandelions per plot. In August here, we saw a loss in significant differences and an explosion in dandelion population. This is assumed to be because of the fact that we're maintaining this grass at a really low level, low mowing height, low fertilization, which is allowing the weeds to outcompete the turf grass for space. Here we see a picture taken May 17, 2005, illustrating some of these observed differences. On the left is a control plot, And on the right is a plot mulched with sugar maple, high sugar content leaves at the high application rate. Here we see a table that summarizes some of this data, seeing the dandelion count differences. On the left here, we see our various leaf species. In the center here, we see the frequency at which the leaf species provided the lowest dandelion counts throughout the data collection. On the right here, we see an average of the overall means collected throughout the data collection period. Important parts here, the red oak and the two sugar maple species had the highest frequency for the lowest dandelion counts and also the lowest average of overall means. In conclusion, when we applied leaves to our research plots, we always saw Kentucky bluegrass spring green up. As we increased the application rates of leaves, the grass got greener or greater Kentucky bluegrass spring green up. In terms of dandelion counts, again when we applied leaves, we always saw less dandelions. As we increased the application rates, we also saw less dandelions in comparison to control and lower rates. In terms of leaf species, the red oak and the two sugar maple species had the highest frequency for the lowest dandelion populations and the lowest overall averages of the means collected. Thank you very much, and at this time I'd like to take any questions. Yes, sir. The question was, did I apply fertilizer to the control plots to kind of balance out the nitrogen levels or nutrient levels in the different plots? And I did not do that in this research, but we did a follow-up project which I presented at the poster competition. And in that one, we combined mulching, fertilization, and mowing height to try and evaluate some of that, and we saw that when we applied fertilizer, we saw no differences in weed populations, but we still saw differences from the leaves in the weed populations.
Did you analyze the leaves for carbon-nitrogen
ratios? No, I didn't analyze my leaves for that. I collected samples of it, and I intended on doing that, but I never got to it. I looked at some other research out there and some other literature, and evaluated some of that, and basically the oak leaves and the maple leaves have very similar nitrogen contents and polyphenol compound contents in the leaves.
We have time for another question or two.
With 18 dandelions left there for 2 years of average, is that acceptable control?
Well, in terms of acceptable control with 18 dandelions left, the idea behind this is we are maintaining the grass at a real low level, and it's allowing the weeds to come into the plot, so it's kind of a worst case scenario thing. We saw better results in this project here where we had the various fertilization and mowing height combined with the leaf applications. So from the original research, it gave us a good idea of what the effects were of the leaves on the weeds, but some of this other research here, we're trying to get closer to finding out what it is in the leaves that is controlling the dandelions.
That's all the time we have. Thank you very much.